TV critic David Bianculli has a preview of this weekend's two most interesting new offerings, and he isn't surprised that they're both on cable.
Do you know how long it's been since one of the broadcast networks presented anything outside of sports or news that was worth watching? I do, because I just looked it up. It was 3 months ago. At the end of May, when NBC showed The Birth of the Baby on Mad About You, and ABC burned off its final episodes of Murder One. Since then, the only things shown on broadcast TV, other than reruns of news magazines, have been fresh episodes of ABC's Spy Game, which the network already had canceled, and Fox shows like The Ruby Wax Show and Roar, which were just as doomed. It wasn't always this way. Seinfeld started as a summer series, and so did Northern Exposure. And not too many summers ago, viewers could turn to the networks and watch original episodes of Due South and TV Nation. Intelligent, entertaining shows. But now we get squat, and the networks wonder why their audience base continues to erode. Over on cable, though, summer is a major season. We've got the intense drama series Oz on HBO and the outrageous South Park adult cartoon on Comedy Central. And in the last 2 months, while the broadcast networks have been hibernating, cable has given us some truly outstanding telemovies. The docudrama Hostile Waters, the docu-comedy Elvis Meets Nixon, and a remake of the Golden Age TV drama 12 Angry Men. Sunday night, two more quality efforts join that bunch. TNT presents a 4-hour miniseries biography called George Wallace, with Gary Sinise in the title role. And Showtime gives us a mature and scary spin on a classic fairy tale with Snow White, A Tale of Terror, starring Sigourney Weaver as the wicked stepmother. Sinise, who already played Harry Truman for another cable biography, is excellent as George Wallace, the former governor of Alabama. And so are the acting and direction across the board. However, the drama has two drawbacks. It's a bit cavalier with distinguishing between fact and fiction. It even presents a hypothetical murder attempt on Wallace's life by a made-up character. And the music is so overblown that it threatens to destroy the mood even as Sinise creates it. As in this speech scene, where Wallace makes clear his racist intentions as a politician.
From this cradle of the Confederacy, this very heart of the great Anglo-Saxon Southland, today we sound the drum of freedom. Let us rise to the call of the freedom-loving blood that is in us. In the name of the greatest people that have ever trod this earth, I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Snow White has no such flaws, but just as good a performance. Sigourney Weaver plays her part not as a camp Cruella de Vil, but more like a tragic figure from Shakespeare. This is the Brothers Grimm at its most grim. And when this wicked stepmother looks in the mirror, she sees and talks to a lovelier version of herself, making her seem as much delusional as magical.
Why does she live? While your child lies cold and still.
What?
Take back the child and give him life.
How?
Steal the father's seed. Bathe the child in the father's blood.
Friedrich's life. For his.
George Wallace is the more serious topic, and Snow White is the better overall drama. But either of them beats anything the networks are showing these days. And that's the point, even though it's a point the networks just don't seem to get.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.